And now, please explain as simply as you can how you came to identify the purple body killer.
I noticed some inconsistencies on the autopsy reports. So I pulled the stored bodies to verify with their open cases, but the bodies were missing.
They were just gone.
That's correct. I was trying to track down what happened to them, and no one seemed to know.
And you weren't involved in that at all, correct?
They were missing before I even started working there.
And then other bodies with similar injuries came into your morgue, correct?
Right. And once I was able to examine them, Sheriff Crowley and I started building a case against the purple body killer.
Which is not you, safe to say.
It definitely was not. Unfortunately, the case never came to light due to what happened, but we got really close to figuring everything out.
Thank you, Dr. Spacer. No further questions.
Prosecution's witness.
Thank you, Your Honor. Now, Mr. Spacer.
Doctor.
Excuse me?
I'm a doctor. Dr. Spacer.
Are you still?
Objection, Your Honor.
Sustained. Get to the point, Grant.
My apologies, Your Honor. I simply meant to clarify with Dr. Spacer his title.
I'm a forensic pathologist at Springfield General, working with the SPD.
That former pathologist, right?
Right. Former pathologist.
Correct. And so, circling back to my original question, do you still have your medical license?
No.
No. It was revoked, correct?
Correct.
And it was revoked after all this purple body killer investigation fell through, or am I wrong there?
Can I just
answer the question, Dr. Spacer?
My lawyer...
Your lawyer was required to share all information with the prosecution, and so I'll ask you again, when was your license revoked?
And may I remind you that you are under oath?
My license was revoked in September 2018.
Quiet down.
And just to clarify, when did you start your position at Springfield General?
May 2019.
May 2019. Now, I'll be referring to you as Mr. Spacer, unless you have any other problems with that.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.